Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name?
Yes, my name is Chelsea Wheeler.
I do thank you for that. We have the email address as chelsea029@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
And if we should get disconnected, it's a good telephone number for you, 623-764-3137.
Yes, ma'am.
I do thank you for that.
But you have my phone number and everything.
And your phone. Oh, wait, I just want your phone. On their phone. Like it might work. I think that's the one called.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just waiting for the system to load to see what was billed to you.
Okay. Sarah, 574, it says on the 19th, and then another $67. Let me tell you exactly. I have my bank open. 67, like 67 and some change. Give me just a second. It closed.
It's loaded. I do show that okay. On 1218. $5.74 was billed to you for the KitchenAid.
Oh, that's weird. It shows on the 19th on my bank. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And when the account wasn't canceled within 3 days, on the 23rd, you were billed $67.32 because you were enrolled into our discount membership club, where you would receive a $199 e-gift card for the price of $67.32.
I'm so confused. Hold on, I can't hear you.
It's gonna go. Say that one more time. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. What happened is, on 12/18, you were billed $5.74 for the sweepstakes entry for the KitchenAid appliance. When the account was not canceled within 3 days, on December 23rd, you were charged $67.32. Because at that time you were billed and enrolled into our discount membership club, where you would receive a $199 e-gift card for the price of $67.32.
So what is what's the e-gift card?
It's an electronic gift card that's sent to you via email, so you can go to our online gadget store to make purchases.
Oh no, I'm okay. I don't want anything like that. No.
Man, well, it shows that the representative that you were speaking with actually did cancel out the account. So you
would okay. She told me that I would have to go to the talk to the fraud department to be able to get my money back, and I needed to speak with you guys in regards to that because I haven't signed up for anything.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're stating. That's why I verified the email address with you because when you were billed the $5.74. We sent you a confirmation email to confirm your order to make sure the address and everything was correct.
Okay, well, let me look in my email because I would have called. Let me look. I'm sorry, I'm on the line. Because it always will pull up while I'm on the phone.
Could someone else have access to your credit or debit card?
I have my debit card on my Google account, but you have to put in a passcode to be able to use it, and nobody has that passcode except for myself. So the fact that you guys, because even the lady asked for my billing address, and you said you guys sent that when?
That was done on December 18th. Well, we have the address.
December 18th?
Yes, ma'am. We have the address as 1095 South 224th Lane in Buckeye, Arizona, 85326.
Yeah, that's the address that I just gave the young lady on the line. Ma'am, I don't have anything from the 18th. The only thing that I have is from my employer. I have no emails from the 18th with the verification.
Yes, ma'am. Allow me one moment. Being that you were transferred to the fraud department, so we do work differently from the regular supervisor. We do have to reach out to your financial institution. Being that all the information has been verified, the last thing that we'll do is verify the IP address that we have on the account. So if you do online banking, they will also have that IP address. So if it does show that this order was placed under that IP address, whatever fees or fines or penalties associated with that, you'd be responsible for that. So I do have to tell you that as a disclaimer.
I cannot hear you. Can you speak up? You said what?
You were transferred?
Something about an IP address?
Yes, ma'am. We have the IP address that's associated with the account. So we're going to go look
at
that.
An IP address that's associated with my account did what?
We have an IP address that's associated with this account. Being that all of the information has already been verified, the last thing we do would go with the IP address because someone can, you know, like you said, use their information. So we can use the IP address to see whose address is attached to that, whose name is attached to that, whose credit card or debit card is attached to that IP address. So if it does come back that it was something that was done on your behalf within that IP address, whatever fees or fines or penalties assessed with filing a fraudulent claim, you would be responsible for that. So I do have to tell you that as a disclaimer.
So what the heck does that mean? Like, why am I having to pay for something that I didn't do? Like, that doesn't make any sense. I just want my money back. I don't need anybody charging me money.
Ma'am, I said that. I said I'm going to process the refund, and we're going to follow through with the fraud claim. But I have to explain it to you as a disclaimer. So I did say that I was going to process the refund for you.
Okay, perfect. That's all that I want. They're trying to charge me for KitchenAid or whatever thing, I guess, that the lady said. And then she said, it was like, I don't even really know. She said that my name or something got into it because I didn't cancel something. Or I don't freaking know. Like, I was entered into something, and because it wasn't canceled, then I get entered into something else to get an E-Verify gift card for like $199. And it's like, I don't even know what the hell that is. Like, but girl, I'm going through like all of my bank statements because this is ridiculous. And this happened to me before, and it's always near the fucking holidays when people fucking scam me. That's why I don't like buying nothing online. That's okay. That just means they're going to sleep well later because they'll be tired.
Okay, ma'am, I'll process the refund for the $67.32, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, now my $5.74,
that
what about
that? Refunded as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for contacting customer support.
All right, thank you. Happy holidays. And I'm sorry, I know it's not your fault. I'm just frustrated by the situation.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.